Continuing the heli hunt, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Brian Oakland had an opportunity to hunt predator coyotes from a helicopter. It was the first time he had ever done such a thing. He was going to bring his AR rifle, but the helicopter people felt that he should use a shotgun. That's where we left off, and now let's hear from Brian how it all worked out.
I was asking the helicopter pilot, what kind of damage do these coyotes really do? You hear that coyotes are a real problem for not only our wildlife, but also for cattle. They had done a study out where we were predator hunting, and coyotes do almost $1 million a year in damage just in that county alone to ranchers and farmers. We would see two or three coyotes sitting on the ridges. We'd come up on them. They'd start running, and I'd shot every single one of them with an AR. We did have 30 opportunities at them, and I shot 27 of them with an AR. So it's absolutely amazing. You know, you have a little seatbelt on. It's not a chest harness. It's like literally like a little car seatbelt that clicks like you'd find in an old RV bug. So it's a little bit intimidating at first, kind of leaning out the window, wondering if that buckle was going to give and I was going to end up flying out of the helicopter. You just kind of ended up forgetting about it once the lead started flying. You're shooting at those coyotes at 100 yards, then it gets to 60 yards, 40 yards, 30 yards. Next thing you know, you've hit them a couple times and the helicopter right on top of them. Super intense, top three lifetime events. It was incredible.
And you were successful with your AR rifle. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.